At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Wednesday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include some Minnesota ties to the State of the Union, the Attorney General, and some DFL lawmakers with a proposal to stop Medicaid fraud, and the state's paid family medical leave is off to an under-budget start. But we begin with federal and local law enforcement leaders announcing a successful joint operation, resulting in the drug trafficking arrests of multiple Twin Cities gang members.
Rafael Matei is Assistant Special Agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration.
This gang ruled by intimidation and violence, spreading poison throughout the Minneapolis community.
The bust-up of the family mob gang follows months of friction between federal and local law enforcement over the investigations of the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy by federal agents. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
It demonstrates the power of our partnerships when we are working together.
Authorities say at least 12 members of the family mob gang have been arrested so far, and the operation is ongoing. Minnesota U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen, meanwhile, disputes reports that his office doesn't have enough experienced attorneys after several of them quit, saying staffing is more than adequate to handle large cases like this one and the upcoming Feeding Our Future fraud trial in April.
Our office has all of this bandwidth and more. Our office continues to grow. And if you're a criminal in the city of Minneapolis or in the state of Minnesota, I recommend that you don't commit crimes on the assumption that the U.S. Attorney's Office doesn't have enough lawyers.
Rosen says the number of assistant U.S. attorneys dropped from 64 to 47 when he was appointed to the U.S. Attorney's Office last fall. He says they have 36 right now and are hiring at what he calls a good clip.
Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minnesota in the spotlight during President Trump's State of the Union on Tuesday night.
The speech contentious at times with those watching, CBS's White House and political correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
It got ugly a few times in this deeply divided country. Perhaps no surprise there were visible displays of that divide here in the hall, most especially when the president discussed his ongoing push to remove undocumented immigrants and his new war on fraud, pronouncements that sparked fury among especially liberal Democrats here in the room.
Among them, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Several Democrats across the country skipped the speech, including Senator Tina Smith, who instead spoke at a rally on the National Mall. Steve Simpson. News Talk 830 WCCO.
And Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey spoke at an alternative State of the Swamp event in D.C. last night.
The mayor characterized the recent Operation Metro Surge as an overreach that tested the city's constitutional resilience and neighborly spirit. He used the platform to urge local officials nationwide to defend civil liberties, framing the issue as a matter of universal democratic principles rather than partisan politics.
So you all have seen it. Minneapolis has shown the world that the forces of terror and division can never conquer a city that loves its neighbors more than it fears retribution.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson dismissed the event as a boycott-driven distraction. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
WCCO Susie Jones has more on Minnesota's fraud issues.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announcing a plan to stop Medicaid fraud. Ellison and DFL lawmakers introduced a proposal that would triple the number of state fraud investigators as federal officials have threatened to pull billions of dollars in health care funding for the state. He says this legislative push seeks to close loopholes by aligning fraud penalties with other theft laws and adding Medicaid crimes to the state's racketeering statutes.
We're looking for 18 new staff, and that sounds like a lot, but Minnesota only needs to pay for about four of those, about a quarter of that number. This is truly buy one and get three for free.
Lawmakers will now work to move the bipartisan act through committees to determine if the expansion will be signed into law.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
I'm Steve Simpson. Minnesota's new paid leave program has come in $70 million under budget during its early rollout. State officials announcing this week that the surplus will be funneled directly back into the fund used for resident claims. The program has processed nearly 48,000 applications with an average weekly payout of $1,100, and roughly 20,000 applicants have faced initial denials. Moving forward, the department will continue to monitor the approval rates and the long-term stability of the payroll tax funding as more residents utilize the program.
And on Tuesday, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison with another big announcement.
Fleet Farmers agreed to pay $1 million and implement significant policy changes to prevent the illegal sale of guns to straw buyers, someone who purchases a firearm on behalf of someone else. That's according to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison's office. The settlement comes more than 3 years after Ellison filed a civil lawsuit against Fleet Farm, alleging the company was negligent in selling dozens of firearms to straw buyers. One of those guns was later used in the fatal mass shooting at the Truck Park Bar in St. Paul in October of 2021. Ari Bergeron, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Police say they've arrested two more juveniles in connection to a weekend shooting at Maplewood Mall.
One believed to be the actual shooter is facing first-degree assault, riot, and gun possession charges. The other was booked on the riot charge. Two other juveniles were arrested at the scene on Sunday. Police believe an altercation among several teenagers led to the gunfire, which injured one person, who's expected to recover. Police say there was ample video evidence at the scene. Taylor Rivera, Newstalk 830, WCCO.
The Minnesota Supreme Court upholds the 2023 murder conviction of a St. Paul man who killed his wife in 2010.
Nicholas Furcus was sentenced to life in prison without parole for the murder of his 25-year-old wife, Heidi, in the couple's home in the Hamlin Midway neighborhood. Investigators determined Furcus was facing a large amount of debt, and the couple was set to lose their home to foreclosure the next day, something Heidi Furcus was not aware of.
Susie Jones, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson. More than a dozen states, including Minnesota, are suing the Trump administration over its changes to vaccine recommendations for children.
The states are arguing that the CDC put children's lives at risk when it announced it would stop recommending kids get immunized against the flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A and B, and RSV. The lawsuit says that ignores longstanding medical guidance and will make states have to spend more to protect against outbreaks. Among the states suing, Arizona and California.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty responded to concerns about why the suspect in a double homicide was able to make bail hours before the shooting.
Court records show 24-year-old Eddie Darren Duncan was arrested on February 15th for fleeing police and possessing a modified handgun. Moriarty clarified that her office had identified him as a public safety risk and sought a higher $70,000 bond just hours before he allegedly killed his two cousins in front of their grandmother. She emphasized that the court, not her office, ultimately set the lower $35,000 bail that allowed for his release under Minnesota's constitutional requirements. The suspect later died following a shootout with Brooklyn Center Police. Taylor Rivera, Newstalk 830, WCCO.
Finally today, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced nominees for its class of 2026.
New Edition, Shakira, Pink, Melissa Etheridge, and Lauryn Hill are among 10 first-timers. Luther Vandross and Phil Collins are newbies, too. The third time could be the charm for Mariah Carey, Iron Maiden, Joy Division, New Order, and Oasis. Baby. Second time nominees, The Black Crowes, Billy Idol, and Sade. He's a smooth operator. New members will be announced in April. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Thanks for listening to the 830 On The Go. You can find all of our podcasts, including the On The Go, at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI.
That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.